Welcome back to another episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about specifically larger people in TV shows and movies. So we'll get into that shortly. But let's talk a little bit about life updates. What have you been up to? Anything you want to talk about today?
Well, based on when this will air, I would have just performed on No Jokes Barred on this past Saturday, and I'm hoping that went well with my new style.
I'm sure it went great.
I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. But as far as for all intents and purposes, it went great. Well,
yeah. That's good. No Jokes Barred has been around for a long time, eh?
Yeah, over a decade. It's John Forward's operation.
Yeah.
And he runs a very good show.
Yeah. I've been to a few when they were at the R Bar.
You've still never seen me.
Nope. Terrible, terrible podcast partner and friend.
That's fine. We've got this.
Well, that's right. That's right. I have been, again, trying to get to the gym as much as I can, trying to get work out as much as I can, getting ready for that 5K. So close. And I have started a Letterboxd account. Do you know what Letterboxd is?
I have no idea.
It is for TV and movie people.
Okay.
You post like your review and stuff. So I'm trying to keep track. I love watching movies. I watch movies all the time. More movies than TV shows, but definitely watch TV shows as well. So I started to try and keep track of them. Like when I was in Utah for that 2 months, every Sunday I would watch like 4 to 5 movies.
Wow. On Sunday. Like, I could never do that.
Oh, it was great. Cause I mean, there was nothing else to do. So I would just sit and watch, and that I do love watching movies.
I have a love hate relationship with it. When I was young, I feel like we watched so many movies, and we'd walk down to Blockbuster, walk down to our local video shop that was called Flicks. and we rent movies like every Friday night, my sister and I, or friends or whatever. And it was such a huge part of my upbringing. Mm. And now I find I'm hard pressed to stay awake for a movie, any movie, even great movies.
I do miss that Blockbuster going to, like, it was almost like an event kind of thing. Went to the store and picking out what you wanted to rent. I do miss that aspect of going and renting a movie, right?
Did you ever get involved in the very early days of Netflix when they'd mail you DVDs?
No, I had heard about it. I'd seen it. But it was, I was still in high school when that was going on. Like when I got to university, it was, you know, Facebook had just kind of started really pushing, and Netflix streaming stuff had kind of started.
It had? I don't think so, because what year did you graduate from high school?
2006.
Okay, then maybe.
It was early years of streaming. It was like YouTube was huge at that point.
YouTube was huge, but Netflix, because I remember where I was, I never did it, but when I was living in Woodstock and I had friends who signed up for this Netflix account in about 2009, and they were getting mailed DVDs.
Yeah, I think they had still, in 2009, had still done their, I think it was like 2012, really, where they stopped doing the mail stuff.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on the actual year, but that's around that. But they had already, 2006 had started the real streaming, like started showing up and stuff. But it wasn't really, they'd still been doing the mailer thing at that point.
Right. Speaking of Netflix, I'm going to segue into our topic at hand. I watched a show, a series, which many people have because it's near the top of the watch thing on Netflix, called Baby Reindeer. And I found it to be a very creepy but well done show. And there was something that struck me about it. So I mentioned to Isaiah how I wanted to talk about things is the depiction of large people in films and television over time and kind of disjointed time. But what struck me about this is that I won't give away too much of the show because Isaiah's only watched half an episode so far. And also because all of you may not have seen it, but you're a couple weeks out now. It's kind of your statute of limitations on spoilers is getting old. By the time this airs, it's May 8th.
You have 30 days to not get spoiled. That's the rule.
But the premise, and it's a true story, so you can always just look up the true story. The premise of the story is that this man who works in a bar, who happens to be a fledgling stand-up comedian, ends up getting stalked by a woman. Now, the woman who plays the stalker character is brilliant actress, or very scary, but I'm going to go with brilliant actress. And she is overweight, but that never once that I can recall was mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I've only watched a half of an episode, really, but in that episode, that first half of an episode, there's a few things that struck me. There's a few different ones. So, because right off the top, it talks about her being a stalker. Like, it starts off that way. Mm-hmm. There were two things. One, it was almost like the character was looking for someone that would show them pleasantries, and it's almost like a story of don't fall for the guy who's behind the bar because that's their job.
Right.
But at the same time, it was almost like what if she was this most beautiful, attractive girl? Would he consider her a stalker at that point? That also kind of flipped on me at that point.
Well, that's interesting. That's a really good point. And I think because I've seen the whole series and I've seen that, him referring to her as a stalker is it's a disjointed time situation, and throughout the series it's unveiled that she is absolutely a stalker.
Well, yeah,
him making the assumption that, because in the first scene with them together, he's like, I felt bad for her because she seemed lonely and she didn't have any money, so I bought her a tea or a Diet Coke, yeah, or whatever it was. And yes, he referred to her as a stalker at the beginning because she had proven that she's absolutely a stalker.
Oh, don't get me wrong. She's a stalker.
And if she was a beautiful woman and doing the things that she ends up doing, she would still be a stalker in his mind, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I've only watched half of an episode,
but that's a very valid point. And it's an interesting perspective, because I wouldn't have remembered that. Because
as you get through and see the whole thing, yeah.
And what I found is that it wasn't the butt of any joke, it wasn't the butt of any like, I'm repulsed by her because she's a large woman. It was, I'm repulsed and he actually, well, I mean, it's an interesting series, but he actually isn't repulsed by her,
right? It's just what she's doing, as at least from what I, again,
yeah,
from the half episode, it seemed like it's just what she's doing is kind of getting a little crazy,
which made me harken back to 2001 when Shallow Hal came out.
Yeah,
which I remember watching in 2001 and thinking was kind of a funny movie or whatever. I was 18, but the entire premise of the movie Shallow Hal is that he no longer sees this big girl who, even as a big girl, is very attractive.
Yeah.
And she's still Gwyneth Paltrow in 2001. Before all the goop. He sees her as a thin woman, but in order for him to find her attractive, he has to go through this delusion of seeing her as a thin woman. And that's the entire premise. Like, the entire premise of the movie is that somebody is not attractive if they're fat.
Yeah, I when it comes to Shallow Hal, that's kind of the premise. Is that she's, the premise is that he doesn't find her attractive because she's fat. Not necessarily that women aren't attractive because they're fat. At least that's what, when I think back to the movie Shallow Hal, that was, it is a kind of a ridiculous premise to begin with. It's, and I think it is using, it uses that, Shallow Hal uses fat people as a brunt of jokes often in it, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But I think the premise of it, behind it, the premise of it is that you should look at people for who they are rather than what they fully look like.
Yeah. And in fairness, the movie is called Shallow Hal, implying that he is the shallow one. But I think when I was watching it as a young person, and I haven't watched it recently, so, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but I think what comes up out of the whole thing is that everybody's laughing along with the joke. And so it's not necessarily the movie itself, but it is the reaction to it, because so many men, especially at that time, were like, oh yeah, she's a fatty. Gross. Like, right. And I remember, like, I was 18. I remember boys my age saying that.
Yeah, I think it was just like it's a product of its time. It was definitely an era of where people weren't as sensitive to stuff like that.
No.
Which, you know, in a time capsule, you kind of understand it. But in today's day and age, when we want to relitigate it, it does kind of... It is poorly executed. There's many, many better ways to execute that movie. And I think there are better ways to... I think if it was written today in a more sensitive light, I think the movie could be really funny. But I think in the era in which it's encapsulated in, it definitely doesn't hit quite the same as today as it did back in that day.
Absolutely not. And I, to be clear here, I'm not criticizing the movie, because I thought it was a riot in 2001 when I saw it. Like, I loved it.
Not so good now.
And I haven't seen it since. And my comment on that versus Baby Reindeer is that where we've gone in society, where there's just somebody who can act in a movie and not be a stick figure, act in a TV show and not be a stick figure, even if she's playing an untoward character,
right?
Which, you know, you can talk about that in and of itself as another reference point, is like, okay, but she's not the love interest. She's not the main character. She's a crazy person.
Yeah.
And so that's a whole other element of it. But like, over time, that'll come. Like, I remember when, I'm trying to think of, I think it was Friends, where they,
put Monica in the fat suit.
Well, I'm going to get there, but what I was going to say first is that was the first show where having Ross's ex-wife, Carol, married to a woman, and that wasn't like, the gay marriage wasn't a main focal point of the show. It was just people that exist among us, as they should. Like, and what, there wasn't a lot of othering with it. It was just like, oh yeah, my wife left me for a woman. And yeah, there were some jokes about that, but he raised a son with her, and it was just like, yeah, they are getting married because they love each other. And that's what's what. And they were side characters. And it wasn't like when, you know, just a few years earlier, Ellen DeGeneres came out on her TV show, and one, it became the entire subject matter of the show, but also it killed the show. Yeah, that was the nail on the coat. Yeah, that
was Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Her sitcom.
Oh, her original, her sitcom. Yes, that's right.
Sorry, before your time.
I was like, what, her show? But no, are you sure that killed her show?
Yeah.
Or she killed her show for her? I think she killed the show for a bit of the show for her, like, actual show. Like, she did a.
No, yeah. It's well documented that it was. Yeah.
I don't. I'm not familiar with it enough to. No. I'm sure it definitely had a point to it, but
ratings plummeted after that happened, which, you know, whatever, that's it's a time capsule, is a different time.
Yeah.
This isn't going back to rewrite history, and this isn't going back to criticize history. I mean, hell, is television, who cares? But for me, so then Into Friends is another example of Monica and the fat suit, because she was fat when she was young. That's a huge defining point of her character. And there's lots of people who have that happen, where they did lose weight later in life, but they maintain their fat person persona or whatever. And, you know, I never was like, I just find it generally silly to get offended by TV shows. And I love Friends. Like, that was never, is it a perfect show when you look back on it? Of course not. There's issues.
Oh, it's the 90s.
It's the 90s.
There's just,
they made some untoward jokes, and, like, you know, things would be different, whatever, but I'm not stuck on that. But what I did think of is, like, should the fact that somebody straps on a fat suit just be the joke?
I mean, no, I don't think that should be the main point of the joke. I think you do run into, like, problems where you're like, what was that like, was it Eddie Murphy who did like,
oh yeah,
like, the clumps. That's right. The yeah. clumps. And he did every, then that was him strapping on a fat suit. And that was part of, that was like a main focal point of that movie, a joke, right?
The Nutty Professor was the same, right?
Yeah. I think the part of it. Yeah, it was. So, I mean, there is, I don't think in today's day and age, like someone putting on a fat suit just to put on a fat suit, and that is the focal point, and that's the funny part, is not really funny anymore. And I think most people don't find that kind of comedy, that kind of movie comedy funny anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe people do find that funny and they're afraid to, and like, and then it goes to like other arguments with, is, well, can't you just find a fat person to play that role? Or you look at people who have some extreme weight gain to play a movie role.
Yeah.
Like, I've never actually watched this movie, but The Whale with,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's his name?
Brendan Fraser.
That's it. Good actor.
Yeah.
He should have done way more in his career.
Yeah.
That's so disappointing. But yeah, no, I haven't watched The Whale yet. It is on my list to watch. But yeah, he did put on a lot of, he put on a lot of weight to
do play that role,
yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, I think in the scheme of movies, I think it depends. There are a lot of larger actors that maybe can fit that role. And I don't think, like, if there's a specific actor they're trying to get to be in that role, the fat suit doesn't bother me in movies. As much as if it's the focal point and it's specifically there just for the joke, that's not smart comedy. That's not smart movie making. It's bad. It's kind of bad writing.
Well, it's almost and not quite the same, but it's almost like minstrelism.
Right. 100%. Like punching down on anything, right? It's just, it doesn't feel great. Now, if it's just that character is fat and that just happens to be what they need for that character, that's a whole other story. I think I don't mind actors putting on prosthetics and things like that. They have to do that. As long as it's done in a smart and logical way and not just for the gag.
Right.
Right. That's my thought on that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I tend to agree. We're like the least controversial podcast host ever. Like, let's have a debate. No, we kind of agree. I tend to not get over. I'm a believer in comedy, and if something's genuinely funny and it involves a fat suit, I'm not gonna be like, no, that sucks, I don't like that. But I just don't actually think it's funny to strap on. But then I look at like a movie like Mrs. Doubtfire, which is a hilarious movie.
Yeah.
And that involves a lot of things that could be deemed offensive, but it's not.
The funny part is not that he's fat on that one. That's
no,
the
it's funny that part he's a woman.
He's dressing up like a woman and he's trying to be around his kids and he does funny things within that.
And there's heart, though, because the whole point is that he's trying to do anything to be around his kids.
Right.
It needs that overarching story. It's not just like,
it's not the focal point, and that's the main thing. Right.
Right. Well, like those Eddie Murphy movies are. That is the main thing.
100%. Right.
That is 100% the main thing.
Exactly. So I think that there is a way in which you can write that stuff. But if you are punching down on someone and making fun specifically of the way someone is, that is a whole other thing.
Well, then it goes back to that argument of like, well, you don't have to be fat, you can just lose weight.
Well,
it's not like the same as other things. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean,
if it was that easy, everybody wouldn't be the same shape.
Right. I mean, and then it's not, when it comes to movies and stuff, that's a whole other ballgame, right? Because it's not like, when you're punching down in a movie, it is like the focal point. If you're making it the focal point, and it doesn't matter if someone wants to lose weight or not, they are still going to be a bigger person, there's still going to be bigger people out there. And if you're punching down to that level, you're not, it's not smart writing
when
it comes to movies.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think when it comes to comedy, like the same, I'm not a comedian at all, but you know, I enjoy comedy. I think that there is, when it comes to comedy, comedy is mind pushing. That's kind of the point of it, right? That's what people find kind of funny, but there are ways to push that line without without punching down, without making people feel like they are outcasts.
Right.
That makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah. That's my thoughts.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up this. That was a good discussion. Any final thoughts, Isaiah?
Writers write smarter for your movies. I know I love movies. I think movies are great. I think people need to take more risks in movies. And when it comes to larger people, like, I think, yeah, put more larger people in your movies. Representation of all kinds is always great in movies. So I'm always down for representation.
But make sure they're hot. Just joking. Where can people find you on the internet?
I am at Maritime Brews on all the social medias. We are Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook. What was that? Facebook and TikTok. And then where can people find you on the internet?
I'm at Fat Caitlin on TikTok, at The Caitlin Dean on X, Caitlin Dean on Facebook, and at Kate D or Kated on Instagram.
Awesome. And don't forget, we are still working on that 5K. It's coming up. Link will be down in the description below. as well, if you want to donate to us, our Buy Me a Coffee donation will be down below. Our Amazon wish list will be down below. And if you are watching on, or listening, I guess, not watching, on any podcast spot like Spotify, Apple Music, what have you, don't forget, we are on YouTube if you want to watch the video. And if you are watching, listening on YouTube, if you can subscribe, like, share, all that fun stuff, we definitely appreciate it. Don't forget to hit that notification to let you know when we post our next video. But other than that, we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.